Continuing Siman Reishit Aleph, we are up to Sif Vav. This is the final Sif and Reishit Aleph. The halacha is like this: Ha'ilafanav Tavshel Mikemach Kusmin V'Shibay L'Shul V'Shifan. So there are five primary grains in the world of Mizinus: wheat and barley. Then you have Kusmin, Shibay L'Shul V'Shifan. You have spelt, oats, and rye. And then you had Gefen Te'en of Riman. So Kevin the Mavarich Al Tavshel Barney Mizinus V'Chasa Kedema. Since you know there's two different halacha is going on here. Number one, we have the Shivas Haminim question. Additionally, there's a different bracha. So the other, those three grains, Shibay L'Shul, Shifan, and Kusmin, get a Mezainis. So since you have a bracha Mezainis, Berchas Kedemis, that comes before the Gefen Te'ena and the Rimain. Afagav Dehanach Min Shiva, even though those are from the Min Shiva, the Iu Lav Min Shiva, and these three are not, at least not explicitly part of the Min Shiva. The Mishnayis and Chala tells us that Kusmin, Shifan, and Shibay L'Shul are really subcategories of Chitin and Sa'irin. But it's not really part of the Shiva Saminam. The Kamakam came in the Hashivi, Davdi Minayu Pas, Varchale Hamaitzi, Berchasabazin, Kaidemis, Afagav, the Loy of Dinu Pas, even though we did not make it into bread. Now it does sound like rice would be different. Let's see Halacha Lamaisa. So Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkatan Lamadal, Viyu Lavim in Shiva, Afagav the Kusmim in Chitin, Vishiva the Shuva Shiva in Siren, Mikomakoim. Came with the Enes Scar and Behedi Bakra, not Befiris in the Pasuk, Ein Behen Chashivus Min Shiva, Kokah, Kamayim of Roshim Behedi Bakra, like those that are actually explicitly mentioned in the Pasuk. Dav Dimnei Pasuk, I mean, Bechachitos are the Kra al Kapanim, it's part of that. Because of Magadaram, the Dav Kani, the Chashiv Khan, Avazisim, Tavshul Shibay L'Shul. Let's say you had olives with Shibay L'Shul, since it's Eretz Zeis Shemen, so Eretz Zeis Shemen, so Zayis is right next to Eretz, so Zeisim Kaitim Mishim Demukdamim Mikra. It comes first, and that comes before Shibay L'Shul, which is a subcategory of Sa'irin. Sa'irin is number two on the drop-down list, right? Eretz Chita U'Sa'ira. So Sa'irin is number two. Shibay L'Shul is a subcategory of barley, and therefore Zayis, which is Eretz Zeis, which is number one on that list, comes first. They argue on this, and they go with the bracha comes first. And by the way, it doesn't mention rice. So as far as the bracha goes, the way we paskin, bracha comes before. We don't care about the shiva savinim when it's two different brachas. So therefore, the rice would get kedima. The rice would get kedima because that's a brechos mezainis. Even though the way the mechaber describes it here is that there's because one day you can make a pass and you can make a brechos mezain, but al pi pashtos, even if it's not, as long as it's the bracha itself of mezainis is a higher level bracha than the eitz, and that would come first, and we ignore the shivas haminim in this halacha. So let's see the kitzur over here. He brings down atanov levar seida malas pektara. And whatever is, comes second is because it's karua. Hamaitzi. So number one is hamaitzi, which is afilu mipasha shibay l'shul v'shifayin. And then you have barne mizonis amai sekedir the chitim. Barne mizonis amai sekedir the sairin. Barne mizonis amai sekedir the shibay l'shul v'shifayin. Shugam came in sairin, and then barne mizonis sairin came in the sairin meforish v'kra kaidim lahen. Afilu kusmin shuhum in chitim hugam came kaidim. So let's see, had five different cookies: wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye cookies. So the wheat barley comes first, and then the barley comes first. The maisa kedera of chitin comes before maisa kedera of siren. Barney mizonis and maisa kedera of a pasta made out of spelt, rye or oats, which are subcategories of siren. So then those are on a lower level than maisa kedera of chitin or maisa kedera of siren. Okay, let's continue. Then you have barri pirigofen. Then you have zesim, olives, tamarim, dates, anovim, grapes, te'ena, a fig, rima, and a pomegranate. The barri pirigofen comes before barri pirigofen. And then the final one is shahakol. Okay. Uvakol elu ein mashgichin alachav v'klal. When it comes to these brachos, we don't take into consideration which one you prefer. You have a steak and potatoes. Halacha is you make up the bracha on the potatoes first. When it comes to bari pri eitz and bari pri adama, azlinu bar sa chavav, because there, that's a machlekes. So there, some hold it's the same, the eitz and the adama. So when it's chaviv, that would tell us the difference. If they're both chaviv, azinu basar min shiva, then shiva would be a factor. One of the shiva seminim echem in muktim b'pasuk. Going to koyes koyes chita the brachas by bedama v'achol zayis yaktim chita du katan b'kram kein kasam an ram. However, the gra argues in that kamush kasan leil b'siv katan chavzayin ayin sham. Let's say shneim inam in shiva. They are both not from the shiva seminim. Yesh lahatim priya eitz im shavim b'chavivus. Then the eights would come before the Adama. Halava chichaviv kaidim v'chanal. V'chein shneim b'ri p'adama, shneim shahakal, azinu basar chaviv, v'nei mashenikr chaviv anam, b'nei ashkenaz nimshach anach harash. This was a machlekes rush on the Rambam. The rush holds that the min haragali is chaviv. That's we go by the default setting. What you're typically is chaviv, even though right now it's not. Only if they are both things that you eat all the time and you like both of them equally, so whatever you want now, that's the so we'll go with the Rambam, who holds that in general that's what's chaviv. So in this case we have no choice, we'll go with that much because of this days the Rambam. Now birchas achilu shtia. Let's say there's a question of what bracha to make first, the bari pregafen or the bari b'nei b'samim. So the bari pregafen would come first, because that it's a bracha achila, which is a higher level of hana, and that comes before the bracha on smelling.